So how many of you love free office? Today God reminds us about the free offer of mercy. Amen. And I was so happy when these children were singing this song. They were singing, "Mercy is falling, it's falling all over me." When I heard that song, I just thought, wow, you know, the Spirit of God always, you know, speak that is relevant. And when He speaks, He confirms. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 55, prophet gives this invitation to the nation of Israel when he finds them wandering away from the Lord. He says, Isaiah 55 verse 2, he says, "Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen," he says, "I will tell you where to get food that is good for the soul." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he says, "Come, listen, and I will tell you where to get the food that is good for you, for the soul." Amen. Hallelujah. And this same invitation is repeated often. If you see the Bible, it is repeated often and by a few God's messengers. Throughout the Bible, you will see that. And the last one, and a couple of them, we will see it right now. One is Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. It says, "And the Spirit and the bride," and the Spirit is the Holy Spirit, and the bride is church, believers, "say, come, and let him who hears come. And let him who thirsts," he says, "come. Whoever desires, let him come. Take the water of life freely." Today, he reminds us to take this free offer. You know, it doesn't matter, church. We all are believers group. Yet he says in Hebrews 3:15, he says, Hebrews 3:15 says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion." He again reminds us. God does not want anyone to perish. That's the beautiful heart of God. He wants everyone to be in his eternal kingdom. Yeah? So he sends this word repeatedly. He invites and gives you the free offer. Hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord. Today, God is calling us, each one of us. And every day he continues to call us, whether you like it or not, and offering us soul food, food that nourishes spiritually. That is why Isaiah said, "Why do you need the other food that does not last, that does not do any good?" And he says, Matthew also, Jesus says, "Why do you worry about food and other things that I anyway will give you? Don't worry about those things. Worry about this." We need to grow, children of God. This evening he was telling me, be wise. And he says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We need to be vigilant. Hallelujah. So, God, in his mercy, calling us back to him. Pay attention to four words in Isaiah 55 when you go back home. Four words. He says, come, listen, seek, call on him. This is what yesterday we meditated in our cell meeting also. And I'm sharing the same message. Many of you would understand what I'm saying. And God will not force feed us. This is the beauty of God. People, unlike people, people will force things on. I'm very good at that. You know, so God will not force feed us, but he gladly provides us what we need when we come to him. So come, listen, seek, call on.